Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. It's time for this week's matchups episode with co-host Frazier Tafar. We're talking about the defense in this episode. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Coming off a really tough loss against Cleveland last week and looking for a bounce back game against a hot Denver Broncos team.
Yeah, they're hot. They're playing good defense right now. Offensively, they don't offer as much, but where do you think is the most important point for them to start?
I think starting out with the defense, first point is Ravens pass rush versus Denver's pass protection. No secret, the Ravens have had an issue generating pass rush since Van Noy has fell off with his production earlier this year. This week poses a different threat against another mobile rookie quarterback who can make the necessary throws. Keeping gap integrity and cage rushing Nicks will prevent him from making the explosive plays.
Force him into some, or allow him to make some unforced errors, you're thinking?
Yep, I'm thinking he has the opportunity. I mean, he has the tendency to be a little trigger happy. So just capitalizing on that opposite of what we did last week with Jameis dropping interception is this week we have to capitalize and catch him.
All right. Well, fair enough. The Ravens also offered Jameis 4.23 seconds to throw, which is just ridiculously long, yep. You know, particularly for a pocket quarterback like Jameis. You wouldn't just expect that. Lamar was second in the whole NFL at 353, to give you an idea. So 0.7 of a second longer for Jameis. First of all, I agree with you that the pass rush needs to get there. I think how they get the pass rush, it has to start from the inside. But let me go to that in a minute, because I think there is one other way they can get pass rush. They can get pass rush by sending numbers in this game. So if they, you know, you can cage rush them, you can try and get a decent pass rush with four. I'm not convinced the current Ravens are up to that. It really requires a healthy Michael Pierce or Travis Jones to begin that interior pass rush. You know, the command of a double on the inside, some stunt and twist ability that goes with that. Travis Jones wasn't playing like that at all this last week. Didn't look like he could push off that knee at all. That foot, that ankle, I guess it was. Looks like a different kind of player. He's critical to the inside. All the other players they have depend on Travis Jones being good, starting with Matabike, who's his running mate most of the time. The other problem that the Ravens have is what I want to bring up next, is the interior defensive line versus the Broncos offensive line. They need to find enough, first of all, active interior defensive linemen that they can even line up against these guys. I'll start with special team sacrifices are needed if necessary. This is not a week to carry an extra special teams player. This is a week to carry an extra defensive lineman, particularly if they feel like they have to carry a running back. And Chris Collier seems like he might be the guy with Ali out now. And I'm guessing they're not going to bring Keaton Mitchell back this week. So if they're going to carry Collier on the lineup in the game day roster, that's okay, but they got to make sure that they sit down another special teams player, Kane, Braid, even a linebacker potentially, and make sure they have enough interior defensive linemen.
What is the hesitation to move with? Oh, I'm blanking on his name. Sorry. That
practice squad, Wormley?
Yes. What's the hesitation to go to him?
I'm not sure, but he might not be ready to play is all I can think, or he might be hurt because they don't publish the practice squad injury report.
Right.
So there could be some problem there. If somebody gets moved to injured reserved on the practice squad, then they publish it, but otherwise they don't. Like Kadir Ishmael is there right now. But you know, they have a few different options they can use on the interior defensive line. They can to manage to get enough guys, frankly, ready to go to play. Brent Urban has been ruled out. So he's not going to be available. Broderick Washington returned to practice, appears like he's going to play. Jones returned to practice. He's questionable, but I assume that he'll play. And that means they have Wormley available and Josh Tupou available. Could get them up to, I'll call it 4.2 this week, because I'm expecting a little better performance from Jones than last week, but he was about worth 0.1 of a lineman last week. Then they have other options. They could go back to a little bit of Ricard there if it got to be a real emergency. I don't think they're going to do that. If they didn't do it last week, I don't know when they would do it, because they were down to really one healthy lineman, but two total linemen at the end of that game. And you know, the other thing they can do is they can reduce the amount of IDL usage in this game. So the way they do that is with rush packages. A rush package uses three outside linebackers. They bring one more guy in. Usually Tavius Robinson has been quite good there. But they have other guys who can do it as well. Even Ngakoue can start on the inside if necessary. He's more adept starting outside. They've done some good things already this year with Van Noy in a standing position, kind of opposite or just inside a tackle, like a 4-eye or a 5. They could do that again if they really wanted to. But they've got to somehow find a way to manage that workload. I will say that when the Ravens played some of the fewest defensive linemen that they played in recent history, they've done it with use of the race car package, which means you don't have any defensive linemen on the field on third down. You just bring in four outside linebackers. You use one inside linebacker. You have a dime with that. I think it would make a lot of sense for this particular Ravens team, because I don't think you can ask Matabike to hold up for anything like the snap count he had last week. And I actually think you need him more against the run. It's just really strange, but I think that's what they need this week, is they need more early down defensive line snaps, particularly in the event that Denver gets control of the game and is trying to run the ball down the Ravens' throats, as I expect they may do. if that's the case, you're really going to need three defensive linemen on a lot of plays and not just two. So they've got things they're going to have to do that are seemingly very extreme.
Yeah, and I anticipate what you said in the latter half of your statement. I expect Sean Payton to come in and try and establish the run, especially with a rookie quarterback. And the Ravens have shown to have struggled with the run in past weeks. Moving on to my second point, I have the Ravens back end versus the Broncos pass game. Denver's offense has came along very good in the past couple of weeks. They're maximizing Sutton's opportunities, and Nix has been playing in rhythm. Sean Payton is a great offensive mind, and he will give or fits all game. I expect him to dial up concepts to take advantage of our two high rolls. It will be on Orr to put the players in position to confuse the rookie.
You know, their wide receiver group is not particularly impressive. They have little Jordan Humphrey as their second most used guy, and he's not a particularly difficult guy. They have Mims, they have Franklin. Cortland Sutton is a guy who appears to have a fair amount of respect around the NFL, but honestly, not a particularly impressive receiver. He's just a big guy. That's pretty much all. They have Devon Vele, who was another guy that our Know Your Foe guest this week was Ryan Edwards was very positive on. He actually picked him as a player who matches up best against the Ravens on the offense, which is interesting. But they do have a pretty good offensive line. And it's going to be a tough game for the Ravens to get in on Nix and really create pressured opportunities without taking it to another level in terms of the pass rush, I think. And I come back to the notion that defense really requires variance. And this is a game where I wish Orr would.
Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary, you can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch or Tap, also on them.
Service plan required for Watch or Tap. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stay away from safe tendencies and embrace the need for variance in this unit and go after the quarterback with numbers, crowd the line of scrimmage with numbers. To the degree it causes some problems, you live with it in this game. You're going to give up some plays. You're going to make some plays. At least the Ravens have Lamar Jackson and a reasonable chance to make a comeback in a game like this.
And something critical that the Ravens have seemed to do this year is when they do want us in the house, they're playing off coverage, which really gives the quarterback an opportunity to take a three-step drop and let it rip, kind of like what Jameis did on that fourth down, third down last week. I anticipate us to, if we're going to show pressure, press at the line and then make the quarterback make a play, because the pass rush almost did get there on that third down. If they were to jam, that just gives them half a second more longer to get home. So I anticipate those kind of adjustments coming this week, especially in the pressure category.
Hey, you know, that 7-0 rush where they gave up the 38-yard touchdown, it could have been worse. I mean, honestly, the team needed a high variance play at that point. They could have either gotten a loss, which would have put them in an excellent position to win the game on fourth down. If they get a sack, then you know, it's probably they can't kick the field goal anymore. So they're probably looking at having to go for it on fourth and long, and then you have a real chance to win the game. If you don't get the sack, one of the things that was not too bad to do was give up a touchdown on that play, because it left the Ravens 59 seconds to move down the field. If there had been a 20-yard completion, much worse situation for the Ravens, because that then becomes a kneel kick situation and almost 100% chance they give it up. So, you know, there are going to be opportunities for that kind of it doesn't have to be a touchdown or nothing, but sometimes it's 20 yards or a sack, and you got to be willing to take those kind of risks. You have to be willing to do some of that on defense, and I'd like to see more of that from Orr. This is a unit right now, as constituted, that I think would do much better with Rex Ryan or Wink Martindale at the helm than it is with Orr, who's a little bit less of an obvious risk taker.
And I second that notion, because this defense, for some reason, we don't have that many players that were missing from last year carrying over. I don't know why the sit back and make the quarterback make the mistake ideology isn't working this year, but I think, like you're mentioning, attacking these offenses seems to be the only way to go about it now this year.
All right. Maybe Nate Wiggins makes a play. He's back. He's had his hands on the football a number of times, but maybe this is his day to make a play. The other player's back is Marcus Williams, at least according to Harbaugh. I said he would play. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means he's starting at free safety. I would think it probably does, but he could mean some lesser role for him. They need to figure out how to move on with Williams at free safety, in my opinion, or they lose important optionality on defense. The big one being they can't really play the dime without having him out there. So
I think the minimum that we see Mitt Williams is in the dime if we don't see him at starting free safety, because last week proved that we need some reinforcement of that position, whether it really be Kyle Hamilton or Eddie Jackson.
we need to have some kind of someone to solidify the ball hawk position on this team, and Marcus come back into his role and take it away.
Yeah, and honestly, it would be a very big deal if he plays the back end. You've got other options too, because you can play Ardarius Washington on the back end with Williams. Eddie Jackson doesn't actually need to be involved, but you ideally, at a minimum, Williams would come in on third down, play that free safety role, slide Jackson over, move Hamilton up into the dime, maybe Ardarius or Mollett in the slot. They seem to be more, satisfied with Mollett at this point, or maybe Humphrey in the slot again, because Humphrey may be back, and Wiggins and Stevens look like they're on the outside. But in any case, the point being that that gives you a much more formidable set of playmakers there. Jackson, honestly, has been a big disappointment this year. I'm not understanding, why Williams kind of was first to be put out over Jackson. I know they're unhappy with Williams' play. They should be. But Williams, on the other hand, is kind of the only choice at free safety, while Jackson is kind of a choice that didn't work out at the split field role. I mean, they tried him, and I think they understand it didn't work. If you go back to the dime for a second, though, the Ravens are 5-0 when they've had 20-plus dime snaps in the game. They're 0-3 in the other three games where they all had two or fewer dime snaps. So it's not maybe obvious to everybody that this is true, but the move to the dime was a big deal in week three. It really, really turned the defense around in a lot of ways to get Hamilton up there. It wasn't a matter that Simpson was so bad, but it got another productive player on the field in Ardarius Washington initially, or allowing Humphrey to move to slot for the early part of those games. It was a positive move for the defense. And those are the highest leverage snaps. It's been between, I think, 20 and 34 so far this year, snaps in each game. And they're the ones that really matter. They're the third down, they're the obvious passing situations. It's a lot of the ones where you're defending a lead. It hasn't been perfect by any stretch, but it's been better to have that dime defense on the field making plays than has been to have a nickel, which is what they had this last week against Cleveland again. I think also if you look at Hamilton's season, his season has kind of ascended. And didn't play all that well the first 2 weeks when they weren't using him in a dime role, has played much better since. So the first 2 weeks, he was strong safety and slot corner and as a big nickel. It's just adding that dime role for him has been good for his play as well. He's been very, very productive since. And it's just unfortunate that the Williams absence forced him to have to abandon the dime.
Yeah, and that's something that I was banging on the door for week one against the after the Kansas City game. The way we deployed base and nickel with Harrison and Simpson. Great to see them get to that point. It seemed like it took a little bit, but definitely took a step back last week. There must have been some real nasty things said by Marcus Williams for him not to be able to even play last week, because you just don't start a star player because of some minor disagreement. It had to be a major issue, and what Marcus thinks the ideology should be and what maybe Orr thinks should be happening moving forward with the defense.
Yeah, I wouldn't really necessarily know, but my guess would be it's some sort of subordination issue, and that he probably, Harbaugh wanted Williams to apologize to him, finally got him to do it. Or they, at least came to terms on what's going on. But I mean, part of it is what's going on the field. I mean, they can't live with Eddie Jackson back at free safety another week. So hopefully this situation is behind us now, and the Ravens will be able to move forward. All right, always a pleasure doing this show with you, Frazier. How can people talk football with you online if they want to?
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_Rave8.
All right. Look for these episodes on Saturday and Sunday. Sometimes it's two on Saturday, one on Sunday. Depends on kind of the time of game. But this will be the time slot we're typically in from here on out. If you have questions, use hashtag Film Study Mailbag for those. Always looking for that. In particular, I might put up a little matchups queuing up for the on Twitter for that. But you hit me up anyway. And if it's in the mailbag, we'll try and get to it. Thanks again for listening. For Frazier Tafari, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next week on Matchups.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch or Tap, also on them.
Service plan required for Watch or Tap. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.